our first Christingal talk on creation. And you might remember in those two readings how they both began with the words "in the beginning." Why is that so important? Why do they both start by looking at creation and the story of creation? Well, in the Bible, who created everything is very important, and it's very important for Christmas time as well. So for why it's important, let's just see, is it important in the Bible? And there are two events I just want to bring up. One, you might remember in the Exodus, when the ancient church is being rescued from Egypt, Moses is sending all these miracles, the Lord's sending all these miracles through Moses, these plagues. But there are some magicians who are copying them. And they can copy some of the miracles, not as well, but they can copy them. But there's one miracle that they can't copy. And in fact, it's so amazing that they're shocked and they don't try and copy them anymore. This stumps them. This one miracle that they couldn't copy was when the Lord created insects from the dust. He did his act of creation that he did right back in the beginning. He did it for them. And these magicians were so amazed. They said, "This is the finger of God. This is the work of God." So that act of creation is very innate to who God is. It shows us only God made everything, the real God. So who is he? And these magicians met him. When they saw that, they knew this really is God. But there's another example I wanted to look at for this. Why is creation so important? And it's to do with a man called Job. And this is what we want to get into. Why is creation so important? So Job was going through some of the, well, almost definitely the hardest moment in his life, the worst time in his life. He had lost everything. And he was starting to think, what could he trust in? What was really in control? He knew he finally found out he couldn't do anything. When he lost everything, he thought, who's going to save me? Who can I trust in? Who's in control? And basically, the book of Job is him talking with his friends about that. What's going on? And right at the end, the Lord God comes to talk to this man, Job, and he tries to comfort him. And the Lord God gives this amazing speech saying, "I'm in control. Trust me." When everything's gone, when nothing remains, nothing's stable in your life, trust me. So that's the Lord God's speech, and it's amazing. And he starts with this question to Job. And he says to him, "Where were you when I laid the earth's foundations?" So for Job, that's huge. This living God who made everything, he's the one to trust in. He's in control. So for Job, he lost everything. Nothing in his life was certain except the living God. He was in control. He remained and lives forever. He's the only thing we can trust in. Now, why is creation important to Christmas? Well, and this is what we want to look at with our reading from John. John goes back to this act of creation right at the beginning. But he says Jesus was there. Jesus, the same person we're celebrating Christmas for. It's all about Jesus coming to meet us, to be a human like us. And John says that same man which we're celebrating at Christmas, he made everything. And that is what this first part of this Christingal we want to look at is. So it begins with an orange, which represents the world. And we're looking at creation. Who made everything? And this orange represents that, the world. and everybody in it. And John begins by saying, well, this was made by Jesus. And not only that, but Jesus gives it light and life. So that's what the candle represents. It represents Jesus, the light of the world. Just put it there. So John is beginning by saying, remember that creation event? Jesus did it. And he gives us light. And just before we close, remember back in Genesis, the first thing that God thought, this is what the world needs. When he's making the world, the first thing it needs is light. And now we know that's Jesus. And Christmas is all about Jesus being our light in the darkest time of the year. So that is that first part of the Christingle, looking at creation. And now we're going to sing, we're going to have our craft time, and we're going to just make this Christingle. And I've already cut out a hole, but you'll need to cut out a hole, get some tin foil, and put a candle in it for our first part of the Christingle.